This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The Taliban says it expects ongoing negotiations with the United States to conclude on Sunday, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman told VOA Saturday the two sides are fleshing out details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials have said the deal being negotiated with the United States would require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces, as well as matters related to future political governance. U.S. officials say the Taliban also would be bound to prevent al-Qaeda from establishing a safe haven in insurgent-controlled Afghan areas and to help defeat Islamic State terrorists in the country. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the United States needs to lift trade restrictions on his country if it wants a trade deal. As AP's Shelley Adler reports, trade is expected to be the top issue when Johnson meets with President Donald Trump at the G7 summit on Sunday.
Toning down the trade war may be a tough sell, as we heard from President Trump late Friday night.
Our tariffs are working out very well for us. People don't understand that yet. At the same time, China's had the worst year, probably in anywhere from 30 to 50 years, their worst year. And they want to make a deal.
But as Boris Johnson arrived in France for the G7 summit, he told reporters he would press Trump on the trade dispute.
On trade with China and on free trade generally, you betcha, we are absolutely the number.
But you're telling President Trump he should not be escalating the trade war with China.
You bet.
Britain relies heavily on global trade, and that includes China. I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. North Korean state media said Sunday that leader Kim